Welcome to October 7th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate a happy accident and the big impact of short waves.
When was the last time you fell in love with coffee? Is your morning routine just a little too routine? At David's Roasting, they're fanatical about the beans because no matter how you brew it, coffee won't rock your world if it's not freshly roasted. Visit davidsroasting.com to try their award-winning blends, roasted to order and shipped to your door. Because everyone deserves to fall in love with coffee this fresh. davidsroasting.com, boutique coffee without all the hype.
Many of us can't get going in the morning without a cup of joe. Luckily for coffee drinkers, Dimitri Vakandios was no exception. Dimitri was a Nestle employee in Greece who really needed a caffeine fix one morning. Unfortunately, there was no hot water in the office on that fateful day. But Dimitri would not be deterred. He mixed instant coffee with cold water and ice, then shook it up and created a new twist on an old favorite. Today, this chilled coffee drink called the Frappe is familiar to anyone who loves their Java cold. Although many people mix things up with a variety of flavors. On National Frappe Day, chill out with your favorite version of this happy accident.
On this day in 2014, the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to the inventors of the blue light emitting diode. Apparently, the shorter wavelength of the color blue was the trickiest one to reproduce. With it came the invention of the white LED light. Today, we take for granted the brightness of this bulb, which appeals to our eyes and saves energy. Though you may not be aware of the difference, your senses are naturally drawn to the color consistency and comforting high quality of the LED light. Beyond their ability to attract us like a moth to a flame, the longer-lasting bulbs are a clear winner. On National LED Light Day, celebrate the big impact of small waves.
Ah, LED light.
So I hear people order fraps all the time.
It's frappe.
Well, I know. I'm just wondering why that is. Is it just because people are shortening
it up? People also say espresso instead of espresso.
That is true, right?
Same group of people. You're right. Hey, tomorrow is National Fluffer Nutter Day.
My mom used to put those in my lunch.
So nice. Good. I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.